This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President-elect Joe Biden is calling on Congress to enact billions of dollars in emergency COVID-19 assistance before the year's end, according to a senior aide who warned Friday that there's no more room for delay. Jen Psaki is with the Biden transition team.
They're in lockstep agreement that there needs to be emergency assistance and aid during the lame duck session to help families. There's no more room for delay, and we need to move forward as quickly as possible.
The president-elect is hosting House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and top Senate Democrat Charles Schumer at his makeshift transition headquarters in Wilmington, Delaware. Prospects for new virus aid this year remain uncertain. Pelosi said that talks with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Republican leadership on Thursday did not produce any consensus on a new virus aid package. With Pfizer seeking approval for emergency use of its COVID-19 vaccine, the pressure is on regulators to make a speedy decision. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The move begins a process that could bring limited first shots as early as next month and eventually an end to the pandemic. Last week, Pfizer and its German partner BioNTech said their vaccine appears 95% effective at preventing mild to severe cases of COVID-19. The companies say that level of effectiveness plus a good safety record should qualify the vaccine for emergency use authorization. The Food and Drug Administration can grant authorization before final testing is complete. I'm Mike Hempen.
Rising coronavirus infection rates and dwindling aid for the U.S. economy gave investors pause on Wall Street. Just before the close, all three major indices were in negative territory. This is VOA News. Health officials around the world are clashing over the use of certain drugs to treat COVID-19. Remdesivir is a case in point. AP's Charles de Ledesma has details.
A World Health Organization guidelines panel has advised against using the antiviral remdesivir for hospitalized patients, saying there's no evidence it improves survival or avoids the need for breathing machines. But in the US and other countries, the drug has been standard since a government-led study found benefits, shortening recovery time for hospitalized patients by 5 days on average from 15 to 10. The WHO guidelines, stressing the drug does not save lives, is based on a study that was larger but much less rigorous than the US-led one that had found it had other benefits. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russia has sent troops to reinforce its border guards in Armenia and secure a peace settlement with Azerbaijan over Nagorno-Karabakh. The Federal Security Service head said Friday the deployment was made at the request of Armenia to maintain peace in the enclave. The mission involves 188 servicemen and military hardware. Russia has deployed nearly 2,000 peacekeepers to Nagorno-Karabakh in the last 2 weeks after a peace deal that halted 6 weeks of fighting between Azeri and ethnic Armenian forces. The Spanish government on Friday promised to set up camps and shelters for 7,000 people in the Canary Islands to manage a surge in migrant arrivals that has overwhelmed local authorities and left thousands sleeping in the open. Almost 17,000 people have reached the Canary Islands so far this year after making the dangerous Atlantic crossing from North Africa. President Donald Trump is meeting with top Michigan state Republicans in what's likely to be a failed attempt to block Joe Biden's win in the battleground state. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Biden won Michigan by more than 154,000 votes, but the state has not yet certified his victory. After calling two county officials who initially refused to certify results, the president invited state legislators to the White House, an extraordinary move that spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany downplayed.
He routinely meets with lawmakers from all across the country.
The Biden campaign's Bob Bauer calls it appalling and pathetic.
It's an open attempt to intimidate election officials,
which Bauer says will fail like every other Trump campaign effort to subvert results of a vote the president's own election security agency said was the most secure in history. The president fired its leader days later. Sagar Magani, Washington.
You can find more on these